Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Hello, the show. Welcome to another
Milk Mo.
Milk Mo for all the Leche fans out there that know what we're our normal episodes are called. This is a PG version because we have a sponsor today, Rika G.
Yeah, yeah. This Milk Mo episode is brought to us by RCBC.
Yeah, RCBC. We're going to talk all about their digital banking. But if it's your first time here, welcome to the podcast. Basically, these are the episodes where we talk with our fans. We talk with our listeners. We ask them questions. They ask us questions. We have a portion called Got Us a Question where we had some questions that we asked. We had a question that we asked you guys, you know, do you have any questions for us? So we're going to receive those. We'll do that in the latter half of this. But we also asked you guys to chime in as well. It's all about, saving time on doing things in life. Procrastination, how to avoid procrastination, which is something that, wouldn't you say, we could all learn from Rika Gigi?
My gosh. If only it's something that you can just like surgically remove from my body, I would. Indeed. Because grabe, it's in like every part of my life. The dishes, cleaning the apartment, paying bills. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my gosh. But you know what? There are some ways out there that can help you get rid of procrastination, right?
Yeah, procrastination and just save. Because if you get rid of procrastination, not only save you time, like it could save you money. And realistically, it could really save you stress, etc. So this episode is great for anyone that kind of wants to just hear what other people have to say about that and what we have to say about that. So it's all about saving time, which is something that RCBC Digital Banking can do. We'll tell you more about it in just a bit. But let's start things off, Rika G, G, G. So we asked our fans here.
I miss. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Is that Australian or is that
British? I think
British?
It's Cockney British.
Oh, boy. Right.
Oh, all right. So let's start with, we asked on our Halala show, Leche Fam, Facebook page, Leche Fam Facebook page. We asked, share your tips on avoiding procrastination. What do you guys do in everyday life? So let's start with a few of the answers that we have here. From Louise said that they set realistic deadlines. Give yourself a reasonable timeline in doing tasks for work or personal life. How good are you at doing that, Rika G?
I like that he or she focused on realistic deadlines, because honestly, I think I'm learning, because before, like when I was younger, I used to have like a week, I used to like set a schedule for the week.
Yeah.
And then sometimes for the month. And most of the time it's like, you're just setting yourself up for failure. For me personally, I mean, it could work for other people, but for me personally, it's just that it wasn't realistic. Alam mo yung to the, as in like hour, ganon. Ganon. So, I guess it's more of a, what do you call that? Trial and error kind of thing.
Right? How good were you doing that? How good were you at doing that? Like in school? Did not it happen as a school before?
I think,
realistic deadline. I was like, because I would always be what they call procrastinator, or there's a term, they call it the mañana habit, where mañana, bukas na lang yan. And that was me in college, man. I was like,
you know what? Because there is something to be said about, grace under pressure, that your mind works when it's just 1 hour before the deadline or whatever.
Yes.
But obviously, feeling ko lang parang hindi mo nakuha yung buong potential mo. What I mean?
I get you.
If you keep on doing that, I mean, why not? Try, diba? Try actually setting a realistic schedule for you. I think a realistic schedule or a realistic thing would be just taking it down, like what you need to do during the day.
Yes.
Not, it's not like timed or whatever. And then, kung hindi mo magawa, hindi okay lang.
Oh, true. And actually, that kind of leads to the next response. This one from RB Naman, who says that, I usually always think what the consequences will be if I don't do what needs to be done. Setting SMART goals, smart goals, and also money.
Money, exactly.
The consequences, right? The consequences could involve actually money, late fees, etc. Or, you know, baka may utang ka, especially
kasi,
credit card bills, diba? You know what I mean?
I mean, like when it comes to money, I think the consequences are just more serious. Kasi, diba, I mean, like there are a lot of consequences, like especially in school, you know, if you don't study for the test or whatever. Pero hindi ka mapuputula ng kuryente sa school, diba?
Yes.
But if you don't pay your bills, you know, you don't pay your credit card, you know, it could actually affect you in a negative way, diba?
Yes.
Ako ngayon, ang aking bills, medyo sumisigaw siya. You know what I do? So that I don't forget paying my bills, I put it in front of my fridge. Like, and it's everywhere. Alam mo yun, like, kunwari, yung water bill ko.
Para top of mind.
Yeah. So yung water bill ko, nasa may fridge siya. Tapos yung electric bill ko, nasa may pantry. Tapos yung sa rent, nakasulat siya sa whiteboard. Ganon, like,
oh, actually, meron ng whiteboard, I have a whiteboard also.
I have to remind myself. And right now, actually, in my whiteboard, it says there, things, ano yan? Ano tawag mo dito? Things to do or parang, get a hold of. Hindi, parang things to get a hold of. Or some, tawag mo dun, parang take control of your life, funds. Nalagay dun, funds.
Funds, okay. I love that. You know, that also leads another good one, a good response here from Alan Gary says, my tip would be organizing your schedule. Kahit alam naman natin sometimes that there could be unexpected events that might ruin your schedule.
Yeah.
But having a well-organized schedule can still help you manage your time well. And of course, lastly, plan ahead, like when you get a haircut or buying some gifts for Christmas. So,
Christmas.
1 month and a half. Oh my goodness.
Yung gifts ko sa mga tao this Christmas would be my presents.
Yes.
My presents.
Your presence is the present.
I am the present. Nice.
And this one, of course, from our great friend, Brad Fitz, financial guru, Brad Fitz.
Yes, you have to listen up.
Listen up. I reframe tasks to manage procrastination. Yeah, the most common reason why I delay doing tasks is because they're boring, difficult, or vague. Boring, difficult, or vague. But when I reframe them as input-based instead of output-based, I eliminate two of those right off the bat. Wow, dropping some knowledge, huh?
I know.
So,
what do you mean by input?
So, ito yung example niya. So, let's say I need to create a presentation for work, which is output based. Instead, I reframe that as I will spend the next 30 minutes working on my presentation. Thus, the task is now input based.
Gets parang looking at it in a different angle.
Yeah.
Right.
True. I like that. Galing, no? That's something that I think that I need to do more of.
Yeah.
Because I always think about like, oh God, I got, you know, like this is what I have to put out, but what about what I put in? Oh, I like
and then,
it.
And then obviously also, it's also nice to think about like the effect that if I work hard on this, I'm going to have a great presentation and people are going to be happy. You know, they're going to be listening in.
Yeah. And
sometimes I think that's what ako personally, that's what I forget. Yung parang, especially let's say yun nga mga presentation, yung parang, how will people take this? Obviously it's a limited amount of time for you to drop some knowledge soon.
True.
And then, you're just going to wing it. Parang,
drop some knowledge, son. Knowledge bomb, bro.
Saan nga ba yan na yun? Is it in, I think it's in Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Yeah, or something.
Hello, white chicks. Better white chicks. Yeah, white chicks.
Betty white chicks.
Ano may mga white chicks code? You want to talk about
mother.
And a final one, this one from Ren Naman, who says, always make time for things that really matter every day. You know, the work meetings, deadlines, or targets will always be there, but always make sure to complete at least one important thing that you will focus each day.
What? I came across this one podcast that talked about focus and like motivation and determination. And who is the author of Cujo?
Cujo. Stephen King. Akala Pitbull. You know, that's,
Stephen King. Ang ginagawa niya though, every day he would write just for 10 minutes, anything. Anything. And it doesn't even need to be good. Just write something. And it makes so much sense. Kasi yung advice nung person from the podcast would be just do something for 3 minutes straight. 3 minutes is fine. Like whatever it is that you want to start, let's say you want to run. You want to start running. Run for 3 minutes straight. And then that's it. That's all you need to do because, you know, I think sometimes we get distracted a lot.
Yeah.
You know, so if you really want to continue doing something like a task, just try doing it for 3 minutes straight. And, you know, malay mo, something good might come out of it and you won't be wasting any time.
Yeah. Right? It kind of goes back to Broadfit's point about the input output. Like, so your input is, you know, you enter that flow. He calls it here a flow state. Because, you know, by just focusing on the next step, that will kind of lead to the, you know, the next progression. And I think that kind of just kind of speaks volumes about, you know, all the answers, all the responses that our fans here said, kind of have the same kind of theme, right? It's it's about taking control of your time and the power of doing it well now, right? And so, because, you know, it change is really scary, right? Because it kind of, you know, when we talk about comfort zones, that's why we always delay change, the banana effect, as they call it.
Uh-oh.
You know, we are hesitant to move on to the next thing because we're like, oh yeah, you know, we're comfortable where we are. But it can actually be a really good thing to kind of move into that unknown, into the unknown, a la Frozen.
Kasi malay mo, diba, yun nga, it might lead you to something nice, like a positive effect in your life to get rid of the mañana habit.
And you can only do that if you act, and if you act well now. So that's something that RCBC is actually doing, changing to a better digital banking experience, Rika G, can really change, you know, your perspective and on life. And really, like, it really can. If you switch to the hashtag RCBC now, digital banking, they have a lot of features that can kind of make you the best version. It sounds extreme, but I really think it can make you, it can improve your life dramatically.
Yeah, definitely. Right? It'll have a positive effect on your life, right? Yeah.
Because what are, for example, what are your biggest, like, gripes with other banks? Like, if you
lines,
lining
up.
Oh, yeah. Oh my god, bro.
So, it does not make sense.
Yes.
Na parang I have to line up, but this is my money.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's one of the biggest reasons why I don't really like going into branches.
Yeah.
Like, outside of the danger of COVID, whatever, but pre-pandemic, as much as possible, I would try to avoid going to the bank, or at least if I was going to do it, it would have to be one time big time. Iniipon ko yung mga cheque, and then I go like once.
Oh,
like, minsan yung cheque, my date like 3 months yata. I literally wait till like the last like 10 days minsan.
Yun na nga yun eh, di ba? Doon na pupunta yung manana habit. Yung parang, nakakatamad eh, ang daming line sa mamaya na, tas hindi mo alam, you won't be able to cash in your check, right?
Exactly. And, you know, so let's just talk about some of the features that RCBC has. Well, first of all, to open an account, it's super easy. I think this is like,
this, ito na talaga yun.
This is the one, man. Yeah. So you can just open it all online. You don't need to go to the branch at all. All you need is a valid government ID. So you can do it all from home. As in, you never have to go inside the branch, which is fantastic.
Diba? That's fantastic.
And also, there's
and ano, a... Ako, ano, like, you know, one of my pet peeves also, like, all the forms.
Yeah.
All of the forms. Right. How many times do I have to put down my name and my signature? It's my money.
Just let me keep it in your bank, please. great features of the RCBC digital account. Well, zero maintaining balance, which is cool too. I never really understood maintaining balance. I'll be honest with you.
Okay.
Yeah, get some. You want to keep your money in our bank. But you have to, and if it falls below, they'll charge you. So they're gonna. There's this joke, right? Like I used to, because I wasn't very good with money before, and I would use a debit card before to pay for transactions. So state uso yung debit card. And if you spend something and then you actually don't have enough money to pay for it, they charge you what they call an overdraft fee.
Mm-hmm.
So they charge you money for not having money.
Diba? I mean, like, you already know I don't have money. Why are you going to charge? Where am I supposed to get that money to pay?
Well, zero maintaining balance for the RCBC digital account. Plus, it's instant access upon opening it. You limited to 10,000 pesos daily cash in, fund transfer, etc. But you can also get fully verified after 24 hours.
Yeah. And then you can also choose add-ons.
Yeah.
So it's really based on what you really need. So like there's my debit ATM card. There's the wallet virtual card.
Virtual wallet. Yeah. Virtual card's super cool.
Yeah. It is.
Sometimes hindi mo dala yung wallet mo.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Right? And then obviously like the checkbook, and then they have the RCBC bank card, the credit card.
Yeah. Pretty much. And when we talk about, in terms of investing and whatever, money in general, they also feature a bunch of features here. If you want to invest, they have a bunch of investment features. We'll talk about that later on, but also bill payment. Ano pa mga features that you can do online? Ano. Bill payment, everything. Bill payment.
Everything. Load. Everything that you actually think of na para ngayon that will make transferring money easier, paying your bills easier. They have it here. Like they would generate QR codes for fund transfers, which by the way, I do that all the time.
Yeah.
As in, you know, it's so easy. Mm-hmm. And then obviously, like you can transfer to any local bank
and international bank.
And international bank.
Fee reduction to any international bank, which is cool.
Yeah, man. Yeah, love it.
All right. So we'll discuss the other features of the app in a bit, but we have to move on to our next portion here, which we normally do, right? We ask, it's got us a question. So we there's some questions that you guys asked, Rika and myself. So let's start with this one from Marcus Flores, who says, what have you prioritized in your life during this pandemic? Oh.
I would have to say my health. It really made me focus on, you know, the time that we had, you know, indoors, not being able to, you know, do other stuff. I made it a point to really prioritize my health. So I've been running a lot, you know, working out a lot, and parang ano, instead of me forcing myself to do something, I put it in a routine. Right. I like making routines. I feel like my routines save me time and save me energy. I don't know if it saves me money.
Yeah.
but it does. I do know that it saves me time because I know that at this hour, my body already craves for a workout. My body already craves for a healthy meal. You know what I mean? And then it also kind of forced me to, I guess, eat healthy a little bit, especially at home. And yun nga, parang nagkaroon na rin ako ng routine of when I'm going to do my grocery shopping. And it would be really, really nice, you know, to use RCBC when you do grocery shopping.
Yeah.
They have, you know, fund transfers and everything. You can do online banking, digital banking there. So that's pretty nice. That would be really convenient.
So for me naman, I think it would be long-term thinking of I know it might sound like it's not because it's sponsored by a bank, but I really have been thinking about my finances in long term, because before I wouldn't say a month to month kind of guy, but I wouldn't think like long term, Rika G. Yeah. I was thinking, because I was only thinking maybe a year ahead, and I really started thinking 5 years ahead, which is something I never do. Which is
I learned how to do that.
You know, I feel like I learned how to, because I've said it here before too on the podcast. Mm-mm. I feel like I live life like a college kid, which isn't necessarily a bad thing if you, you know, want to stay young at heart and whatnot. But I just feel like it's, I wasn't planning ahead. So whether it came, so now, you know, now I've talked about it on the podcast before. If you listen to the, our episodes, our mixes, I've invested in things, some riskier than others, but I've invested more. But I've been also kind of thinking of what is better for me financially in the future. So that's kind of what I prioritize, which is perfect. A perfect segue is just talk about some of the investment opportunities that you could do on the RCBC digital bank. There's time deposits that you can invest in there, whether pesos or US dollars. There's also UITFs and UITF Global Investing. So if you want to kind of do, you know, investing through there. And there's Forex, Rika G. You can buy, sell dollar, peso, euro, Japanese yen, and Singapore dollars online. So I think that's such a great feature, especially if you want to start investing. Because, you know, you have to kind of make your money work for you. That's what I've learned over time. Like, as somebody that just loves to not to make money, right? And not spend it. That's kind of one of the best tips in life. We have another.
Once you already have that money saved, right? Of course, you want it to be safe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Especially nowadays in digital banking. That's why I think it's just pretty cool that they have, you know, like their card lock or unlock. So, you know, when you're not using your debit card, you can actually lock it using your app in the phone. Right. Yeah. And then, you know, they have the one-time PIN, and they're also going to email you and text you, you know, confirmation about like payments that you do, which honestly, I appreciate. Yung parang, I don't have, once I get that notification, parang approved, ito yung ginastos mo, parang nawawala na sa utak ko. I don't have to worry about it.
Makes sense.
You know, kasi minsan nakaka-stress kasi minsan na parang, did it fall through? Did I pay? Or twice ba ako na-charge? Yung mga ganun. Diba?
Yeah. Nakaka-stress yun, no?
Ang asal kaya, no?
Yeah, especially if you're living, ano, well, like, paycheck to paycheck.
Yes, oh, exactly.
Okay, we have another question. This one from Clarice Naman, who says, just wondering, do you guys give in to your wants, like items you don't need? So like bags, new clothes, etc. all the time? Or are you disciplined enough to say no? Rika Gian, are you disciplined enough to say no?
You know what? I think I am. Okay. Yeah, I don't really buy anything that I don't need. The last time I bought clothes, honestly, I needed it. Like, as in like the day of I think it was for a hosting, like the day of or the night before, dun lang ako bumili ng clothes.
Okay.
So that, kasi I don't like going into, let's say, a grocery store or department store not knowing what I need to buy. So papasok na ako if I need to get in, get out. I honestly, hindi ko masyadong bet yung shopping. I would enjoy it if I had more money. But I feel like I would, if I had more money, I would not shop like that. Like yung maliliit na items. I would shop for like something substantial, ganun, if I did have the money. But most of the time, like let's say, kunwari papasok ako ng mga parang mga fast fashion stores. I like window shopping and that's it. You wouldn't rarely catch me with like a basket full of clothes.
Okay.
Unless it's like a super sale. Right. When it's a sale, that's when I buy, because naisip ko, you know what? Kaya niyo naman pala ibaba yung presyo eh. So that's how I do. And plus, yun nga, it saves me time also because I don't have to like go around the store and then minsan mapapabili ka pa ng unnecessary stuff. You know, when I grocery shop, that's what I do. As in like my list, in and out, that's it. Yeah. Unless, diba? Or else, wala. Ang dami ko mabibili na ako ano nung stuff.
Yeah. Well, myself naman, you know me, I don't really buy anything, right?
Yeah. I know that about
you. But I will say, though, that I have been more open to buying things that I thought that I didn't need to replace. But buying something new and better would actually make my life more efficient.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So for example, I bought a new refrigerator this pandemic. Out of necessity, but in hindsight, ang pangit na ng lumang ano eh, ref ko eh. I love my new refrigerator now. There's more space. So when I go grocery shopping, I can buy more stuff now, right? To put in there, and I don't have to go as often.
Isn't it so satisfying to see your refrigerator clean, organized, and filled with stuff?
Oh yeah, I love it. But just in case you do want to, if you are prone to impulse buying, which isn't a bad thing, right? It's okay if you want to buy, spend your hard earned money. The RCVC, galing mag-segue. The RCVC digital bank, you can actually withdraw at their ATM 24/7. You can withdraw up to 5,000 pesos from any RCVC ATM using the app, Rika G. Just the app.
Dude.
You don't even need a card. Yeah, you can
cardless.
Cardless, baby.
Yes.
So up to 5,000 pesos on any RCVC ATM using the app. And of course, another cool time-saving feature, which, remember, I told you I hate going to the bank just to deposit checks.
I know this.
Do online check deposit. Yes, you can. Any bank, huh? It doesn't have to be an RCBC check.
Yeah,
it can be any local bank. No need to go to the branch. Just take a photo and upload it on the app, and it will deposit into your account.
Amazing. Alam mo yung problema ko dito?
What?
Walang nagbibigay sa akin ng check-in.
Oh, yun nga.
Bigyan nyo na ako ng check-in. Para matest ko na tong feature na to. Di ba? Paano ko matetest yung feature kung wala akong check-in na binibigay sa akin?
Truth. All right, let's do one final question.
Okay, one final
from,
one.
Jessica Soto. Who says, what are the best tips that you can provide us when it comes to saving money? Yeah, we've discussed this plenty of times throughout
But I think it changes over time, like how we save money.
Yes.
Nowadays, honestly, I'm not very liquid. My money is in a different place. So my scheme nowadays is to save what I can when I can, even if it's 200 pesos, even if it's 50 pesos. Naisip ko, kasi most of the time, like in the morning, right? Tatama rin ako na to get coffee, to prepare my own coffee, to prepare my own food. I would think na, ano lang naman yun 200 lang naman yun sa baba, you know, when I go to the coffee shop. But I always tell myself, that's still 200 pesos.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, parang I have this internal struggle with myself. Sige na nga, magluto ka na. O sige na nga, magprepare ka na na sarili mong coffee instead of, you know, buying in a coffee shop. So, right now, that's what I'm doing. I save what I can when I can. It doesn't even need to be like a big amount.
Yeah.
Small amounts.
Oxla. I agree. Yeah. And for me, I've always said this time and time again, it's budgeting, right? Budget. Like I don't know if it's good or bad, but for me, when I first started budgeting, I micromanaged it, like to every peso, where did it go? Like every allocation, et cetera. But now I've become a little more lenient, I would say, but I still kind of have a budget in mind. But when I first started out, I would list down everything that I bought and list down everything that I spent, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. And then the balances of my account, my credit cards, et cetera, which, by the way, you can do on the RCBC app. All the accounts are in one place.
Ooh,
you like that? But real talk though, I mean, for real though, it's been like that ever since ever. Once I started really thinking about saving money. This was around when maybe I was like 20, 21, when I needed to pay rent, et cetera. I needed to make sure that I had enough cash flow to do things. Although lately I have been more relaxed with it. I don't really count. I mean, I still list down everything that I spend, but I am not like, oh, I can't buy this. If I want something, I'll probably say, oh, I have enough. In my mind, I already know I have enough money to buy this. Parang ganun, you know what I mean? And yeah, that, I mean, that's, I think that's the best tip that I have for saving money. It's just really, well, do your finances. And of course, as we come to a close of this Milk Mo, one of the best ways to do that is to have a digital bank that kind of will really save you time, stress, because you'll have everything there at your fingertips.
You know, you who has everything? RCBC.
Oh, yes. They
everything you need. Yeah, everything you need to save time, to save money. You know, you don't have to line up to the bank. Yung talaga yung biggest issue natin eh.
True.
Laki issue talaga sa akin. No? Ang sama ng loob ko talaga.
So yeah, if you just get the RCBC, I mean, we already talked about it. You can sign up for an account same day, like, and you don't have to go into the branch. You just need one valid government ID. All the features are on there. So whether it be, you can start looking into investments if you're looking to diversify and broaden your financial portfolio. Once again, you can load RFID, everything. Your phone, paid bills, cardless withdrawal. We talked about everything, all accounts in one place, the RCBC online banking app. So once again, thank you so much to RCBC,
thank you,
for
RCBC
sponsoring this, for making us seem like we're financially responsible. I think we are, no.
I think with RCBC, we're going to be.
Yes, we are.
We're on our way. Yeah, we are on our way, though.
Yes, we are. But yeah, thank you for everyone who joined us on this Milk Mo. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Yes, download and don't forget. And don't forget to follow us everywhere at The Halo Halo Show, except on Instagram,
where it's just Halo Halo Show. And you can email us at thehalohaloshow@gmail.com. That's it for the mix today, Rika.
Thank
G.
you, everybody.
Song.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.